Hey everyone, thank you for joining me as we take this walk through the strange Paradiso. This is going to be very quick today. I just wanted to come on and share a couple of things with you. The first one is now this week, beginning today, we've got more events than just the Super Bowl going on, okay? We have Valentine's Day and things like this. Now, that causes excitement. Many people are excited. They love Valentine's Day. They're really looking forward to it. They're looking forward to buying something for their significant other. Many people really enjoy this day. So that mixed in with the Super Bowl and whatever else is coming up this week is creating a frenzy of energy. Even though this energy is not negative, these negative entities are very opportunistic, okay? So they take advantage of any and everything that they can infiltrate and turn around. When you stop and think, for example, about when there are, after the Super Bowl, whatever team wins, and then they have the big celebration and all of this stuff. How many times have you seen where fights will break out during the celebration? And it's not between the rivals. It's between the fans who are all celebrating their team's victory. We've seen it after the basketball victories and even baseball, where people are there celebrating, and the next thing you know, it's a big giant fight. So that is what I am talking about, how these things that are all around us take advantage of whatever energy is put out there and turn it around because they invert everything. Okay, the negative inverts everything, so it's all turned around, and then before you know it, people are fighting. So that is something that we just have to be aware of. The other thing we all know about the halftime, I'm just going to look at it and see what's going on this year. And that is really about it. Now, I'm planning on coming back on tomorrow and sharing something with you that I have found out recently that's going to be happening. Also, I have been getting emails from this app that I use to do my show saying that it's going to be discontinued. So what I would like you to do, if you want to continue going on this journey with me, I would like you to write the email address down so that if you're looking for me, if you can't find the show, because I really don't know where I'm going to migrate to. So if you would really want to know, you can always contact me. The contact is maybe_maria@outlook.com. So that way, just in case you like traveling on this journey, on this quest, on this mission, you can always find me to see where I will be. I'm not planning on just stopping and giving up. I'm going to take it somewhere. As of right now, I just don't know where that's going to be. So just as a side note, okay? But that's really all that I've got today. And many of you, I know that you enjoy watching the Super Bowl. And I hear so many people who are just so anti. Oh, you shouldn't watch a Super Bowl. You shouldn't give these people your money and blah, blah, blah. Well, we all have to have a release, okay? We all have to have something that takes our mind off of whatever it is that is maybe a little bit bothersome in our lives. Maybe it's our job. Maybe it's just current events. There's so much negativity out there. So I'm not anti. People watching the game, okay. People watch the game. They get all into it. It takes their minds off of all the other things, and it's entertainment. So, I mean, I do things that are entertaining to me, like I like to go to the movies and stuff like that, and you got people saying, oh, you shouldn't go to the movies, Hollywood is wicked, blah, blah, blah. Well, that is all fine and dandy. I mean, I realize this. I know, and I know a lot of the occult symbolisms in the movies and this and that, but just to go for a getaway. And you guys know, I like Marvel movies. I like all of that stuff. And so it's not like I'm going to go and put on a cape and think that I'm a hybrid human or whatever the heck, okay? But we all need to have some kind of enjoyment. Or what are we going to do with our lives? What fun? What do we have to look forward to? So no, I am not anti at all. I am just observant. I just observe certain things. And so I just recommend that everyone do the same. And that's why I look forward to the halftime show. Not because I like any of the people who are on there or anything like that, but just to see what's going to happen, if and how much symbolism there is going to be. Because we know that there is going to be some. Just what percentage? Just how blatant is it going to be? That's what I look for. Anyways, guys, that's it for today. I'll try to be back tomorrow and we can take a longer walk. And once again, whoever your team is, whoever they are, I hope they win. Ciao.